You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, it's not every day that you hear of blind or partially sighted people getting the chance to get behind the wheel and drive, but that's exactly what the charity Speed of Sight is all about. I'm joined now by CEO Mike Newman. Mike, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having us on again.
Now, Speed of Sight has been going for more than a decade now. Can you tell us a bit about how the charity got started?
Yeah, charity got started because I began to meet a lot of people that have been struck down with disability, either through illness or accident. And what that meant for these people was that they had to relinquish their driver's license. And one of the things that a constant message I was getting was that whilst they're trying to find a new way forward, trying to find a new sort of focus on life, how to get, you know, how to get some sort of excitement again and dealing with circumstances that they didn't deserve and never expected to be living with. One of the common themes I was hearing was that they missed driving most. They miss the independence. They miss the fact they can just go off on their own or just, you know, so, and that message kept coming to me many, many times. So I started to think about how we could get them behind the wheel again in a fun way, enjoyable way. And eventually Speed of Sight was born.
And Speed of Sight offers track experiences all over the UK. What kind of vehicles do people get the chance to drive?
Well, we've got two types of vehicles. We've got track cars. So when we're on a race circuit, we use our track cars, which are open top, two-seater sports cars. We sit with an instructor and he assists you around the circuit. And then we do off-road events as well. So we've got off-road buggies and we've got three of those, two quite big ones, and then a small one for our children.
And what's involved with the track day experience itself? How does it all work?
Well, you come to the circuit, you book on a session, come to the circuit. We introduce you to your instructor, go through the controls with you. And our cars are dual controlled, but they also have twin steering wheels. So the instructor is able to assist as much or as little as required and able to keep the car safe on the track and make sure that the individuals have a fantastic time. You're strapped in with a full race harness. As I said earlier, the cars are open top, so if it is raining, you do get a bit damp. But you have a crash helmet on, and you have a comms link so you can talk to and listen to your instructor, and he can give you information about the circuit you're driving on, what bend's coming up, when to brake, and then when to go back on the accelerator.
How do people feel when they finish their time on the track, maybe doing something they haven't done for a very long time or never tried in the first place?
In every circumstance, they're really excited, and I'm surprised how many people actually come back season after season, because it's such good fun, such enjoyable. And while you're in the car having a great time, you can forget all the rubbish, like, you know, you forget you can't see, you're just having fun. But one of the things that surprised me most when I set the charity up was I expected to be dealing with adults in the way that I just described. But probably half of our drivers now are young children or teenagers, and they're never sadly be in a position to take a driving test.
Well, 2024 is busy as ever for you, Mike. What are some of the events you have coming up over the next few months?
April, we're over in the northeast at Teesside. May, we're back over here in Three Sisters. June, we are going to Three Sisters again. Then July, we're up in Scotland, early July. And then end of July, or towards the end of July, we're down in South Wales at Clandow. August, we're back at Three Sisters. September, we are at a place called Croft, which is up in North Yorkshire. And then October, we finish our season in Anglesey at Trackmon.
Well, your track days always book up quickly. What's the best way for people to keep up to date with announcements of your new events and the wider work of Speed of Sight as well?
If you're comfortable and happy to go on the website, please do so. Or otherwise, just do the old-fashioned thing and ring me up. 0161 714 4567. I'll give you that again. 0161 714 4567. I will say that our South Wales event is fully booked. That usually gets fully booked about 5 minutes after we publish it. So there's still spaces, however, in Anglesey in October in Wales.
Fantastic. Well, very popular. As ever, we wish you the very best for the upcoming season ahead. Mike Newman, CEO of Speed of Sight, thanks for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.